Welcome to this episode of the Medical Affairs Professional Society podcast series, Elevate. I'm your host, Garth Sundam, Communications Director at MAPS. And today we're speaking with Jill Donahue, author of three books, including her most recent, A Dose of Inspiration, 100 Purpose Stories from Pharma Leaders. So Jill, I thought our purpose was just to do our jobs. What is purpose? And what made you want to write this book?
Oh, great question, Gar. Thanks. What is purpose and what made me want to write this book? So I've been in the industry a long time. And when I joined the industry, I noticed that we were really good at the life sciences. That muscle was really strong. But there was another side of it, the behavioral sciences. How do we help our people be engaged and engaging? And that muscle I thought was a little weaker. And that became my fascination, how to strengthen that muscle. And so I did, my master's in adult education with a focus on influencing healthcare behavior change. And then when I was 35, I watched my father die as a result of a prescribing error. And you can imagine being in the industry, the frustration, right? And maybe, you know, I suspect some of the listeners have similar stories. And what it made me reflect on, amongst other things, was, man, you know, what if dad's doctors, MSL, FMD, whatever you call them, rep, CAM, whomever, what if that person had been better able to access and engage my father's doctor? Right. So he would know the right product at the right time for the right patient. So, and so that has driven me ever since. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no. So purpose, it sounds like, you know, you're looking at this very interpersonally, where your own purpose allows you to connect with other people, maybe through their purpose. Is that how you see purpose in pharma?
Yeah. When we connect around our common purpose, so you can look at purpose three ways. When we ask somebody, you know, what's your purpose? Mm-hmm. Immediately, you're probably picturing family, faith, or friends. That's common, right? My purpose, everything I do is for my three daughters, my husband, my mother, right? Well, that's your personal purpose. And then you can think of, well, I also go to work. And there's my work purpose. And we're so lucky in our industry, right? Because we all work for organizations that put it in big, bright lights. We're here to improve lives. You know, what a blessing to work for that as a purpose. The purpose that I find missing in a lot of our peers in the industry is role purpose. So that's the third leg of this stool. Okay. So that's where you connect with, why is it important to you that you work for a pharma company, where you connect the dots between your role and ultimately helping patients? And what I found is for people in medical, often that purpose was super clear. And then not just medical, but people in our industry, right? That purpose was super clear once upon a time. And then, like, tell me if this makes sense to you, Garth, but sometimes over the days, weeks, months, pandemics, to-do lists, bureaucracy, downsizing, right-sizing, right? That flame kind of diminishes. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it's almost like, you know, everyone connects with the pharma industry's purpose as a whole to benefit patients, but it seems so general. It's almost like, what can I do for climate change? You know, I want to have a purpose in that, and I want to do everything I can, but it just seems so big and intractable. Is it that you need to look for your purpose that is like a stepping stone to the overall purpose, or I guess, what do you mean by role purpose?
Yeah. So I love that you use the word stepping stone, because I always talk about connecting the dots. Right. So yeah, people will say, yeah, whatever, patient centric. Yeah, my company's all about the patient, but I don't touch the patient. So I just, you know, put my blinders on and do my work. Well, when we actually look up and help our teams, this is about culture, right? When we help our teams connect around this common purpose to save and improve lives, ultimately, like whether you sit at the front desk, reception office, up to the C-suite office, everything that you do in your organization ultimately is about helping improve lives, like you guys at MAPS, right? Helping medical affairs professionals do better so they can help more patients, right? Like the big picture is when people are connected to that, when they see how their job makes a difference, they're the ones who are the standout people. Like, you know, the famous story of JFK at Nassau, probably in the 60s, when he approached the janitor. Do you know that one?
No, I absolutely do not. Tell me the story.
So apparently he approached, you know, back in the 60s, everyone was focused on getting a man to the moon. So he approached the janitor and said, "What do you do?" And that guy stood up tall and proud and shook his hand and said, "Mr. President, I'm helping to put a man on the moon."
Yeah, cool.
So you can imagine.
See, that's right? Like connecting with organizational purpose. And I feel like it's a rare employee whose organizational purpose is enough to drive their everyday purpose.
Right.
Yeah, I can imagine someone in market access saying, "I'm going to make my purpose is to make sure that this subgroup gets the product that they need." Or, you know, I can imagine someone in medical affairs and evidence generation saying, you know, "I'm going to create the evidence that shows efficacy in this group that wasn't part of the registrational trial." You know,
right.
Is that the kind of role specific purpose that you would recommend people find?
So what I have found is that person, like that janitor who connected to the organizational purpose, was probably very connected inside to his own personal purpose. Daniel Pink, who's an author I really admire, and I've had the privilege of interviewing him a couple of times. And he talks about organizational purpose is the big P, capital P. We help save lives. He says, what we're missing that helps you connect with that big P is the little P. And that's your role purpose, your personal role purpose. Why do you care? Like, what is it about you, Garth, that makes you so incredibly curious?
That's a great way to phrase
Where does that
that
come
question.
From?
Why do you care? Okay, so for our podcast listeners,
yeah,
maybe that's something that they would take away from this. Why do you care?
Yeah.
And maybe that connects to your personal purpose. You know, you were talking about your family, your father's experience
with
prescribing error. And so it's not just connecting your role purpose to your organizational purpose, but maybe it's connecting your role purpose to your personal purpose.
Yes, and to your life, your background. So often, you know, when I do this exercise with people, they say, "Oh, I don't have a story. I like, you know, it's just happenstance. I'm here. It just happened." And then when we dig into it, when we go through the exercise, people are like, "Oh my gosh, now I see that golden circle through my life of what it was, what seed was planted," right? It could have been something in your childhood, in your adulthood, or something that happened 3 weeks ago that made you go, "Wow, this work can be meaningful to me," right? Where does that come from?
And
so, that's what the book.
Yep.
That we captured 100 of those stories, like why people care. Why do you care?
A dose of inspiration. There's 100 in there. Do you have favorites?
Yeah. Oh, I would never say I have favorites. They're all awesome. But but
ones
some
to mind
that I remember more readily. Sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So
of course.
You think about, you know, Kevin Williams is in there. He was CMO at Pfizer. When we captured his story, and he talks about growing up in the deep South, a young black gay man trying to find his way. And, you know, there's so much to his story. One of the key things was watching his father, a physician, who would have lineups outside of his office early in the morning until late at night. And he would wait and see every one of those patients. Kevin says he learned about patient centricity from his father, and then working with AIDS patients at a time where he was helping them transition, you know, through life to death. His compassion came from that, you know, and his curiosity to do better and to help and serve. You know, there's so much to his story, but when you go back to, you picture that little boy watching his father treat people, was where he first got his first notion of what patient centricity means.
Well,
and so there's,
yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that the second we get off here, I'm going to go read this story because I wonder what specific purposes then grow from those experiences. Because, you know, we've all had experiences with life and death and with challenge and with health and with sickness and injury and with recovery. Yeah. And, you know, and I wonder, it seems like there's a myriad different directions that those experiences could point with purpose. It's not just, I know life is hard, I want to help people, but I wonder where Kevin Williams What is his purpose now because of those experiences? It's an, it, not just
Yeah.
to help people, but to represent back to his population the possibilities of his career could be part of that as well. I wonder if there are interesting purposes that come out of this besides just I want to help people.
Yeah, well, and often it's combined with other interests, right? So people will say, plus I love sciences, or I was curious about this. And it's not all that, because people are saying, oh man, I don't have any sickness in my family. No, there's other, we identify in the book and we outline there, we figured out from all the interviews, there were about eight categories of origins of purpose. And some of them were a personal health challenge or health challenge of someone you love. Sometimes it was, experience in their past around equity, or in some cases some grace that they had received and they wanted to give back. So there's different origins that everyone's story is unique, but we sort of said, well, it seems like these are some of the general things, if we had to categorize them. So it can help people think about their past and find that golden thread. And the more that we find that golden thread and shine it, the better we do. The more engaged we are in our work, and the more we engage and we are with other people. Because, we have this stereotype. So MSLs, I just wrote an article called Are You Tired of Being Told You've Gone to the Dark Side, right? So MSLs, medical people, often, they're PhDs, MDs, PharmDs, and then they come to industry and there's a stereotype of them. But when you connect with someone, when you share with them, why do I care? Where does that come from? It's not just that I'm here to help improve lives. Yeah. Well, because, I watched from a young age, my father, blah, blah, whatever their story is. Then people are like, oh, okay, come on in.
That's so interesting that people might not, and I love your phrase, the golden thread. And it's so interesting that people might not know their golden thread and where it would take them, and also maybe how much, I don't know, better and more successful, if you want to call it that, they could be if they followed that golden thread where it led. I mean, do you see purpose leading to, I don't know, a better connection, of course.
Outcomes?
Yeah, but to outcomes.
Yes. Tremendously. In fact, it's not just me. So 90% of people are not or no longer are connected to their purpose, studies show. Studies also show that those people who are not only live longer, they're said to be more attractive. Like there's some really fun things like that, but also they're the ones, they're your top performers, right? And then when you look at an organization, when you find a culture of purpose, that's where the literature is really strong, saying those are the organizations that outperform the others.
Oh, you make a
And you
really
can probably
good
reflect back.
point.
Yeah, that's so there's a direct link between being purpose driven, and it's not just about yeah, we're helping, with the mission statement of the organization, but the fire within that makes it personal for you to connect with that when you light that fire when your team. And then, we have experiences when we do this exercise where the team then shares their purpose stories with each other. And it's unbelievable, right? Like the silos go down. Kevin, for example, he shared his purpose story for the first time, because often, like I said, people haven't thought of this, or they're not aware of it. And he decided to dare to share, I call it, and I wrote this story in the book as well, but dare to share. And he did it on a fireside chat during COVID, I guess. I think it was. But anyway, it was a big fireside chat. He couldn't see any faces, like, 400 people online or something like that. And he shared his whole story, and he said, and then there was silence. And he was like, oh man, what'd I
Oh,
just do?
right.
And then,
Back. Oh, that's brutal. I'm sorry, but that's really.
yeah, he didn't know, like, right, okay, did they just, right? And then he said, and then everything started exploding. His email filled up with people saying, oh my gosh, that was amazing. I'm so excited to be on this team. He said, I've heard this so many times when people dare to share, let alone at a smaller scale, like an MSL, for example, trying to get a meeting with a doctor changes everything. Dare to share.
That's so interesting. We talk about and MAPS, I don't want to say we're guilty of this, but we talk about how to do our jobs. And I think we fail to talk about why we do our jobs. And it,
Thank
another
you for
thing I
those
wanted to
words. Yeah.
point out is that, you know, you make a really good point that there's not only a reason for an individual to learn their purpose story, to find their golden thread, but there's reasons for organizations to help their team members find their golden
Yeah.
thread as well. So the individual
Yeah.
level
Yeah.
and
And fuel it.
And fuel it.
Yeah.
Okay,
fuel
cool.
it. Yeah. You
Well,
use the word how and why.
Yeah.
And that goes back to Simon Sinek, who I suspect you have read or watched. Simon Sinek, Start With Why, famously said, Start With Why, in that really
Yeah.
popular TED Talk.
I'm
And
drawing a
that's what
blank.
we're building on here, right?
Oh, this guy. I looked him up. Yep, I'm there. I gotcha. Yep.
You know him. Yeah. A
With
lot
your...
of people know him, but that whole start with why. And in pharma, it's not just about starting with why we're here to improve lives, but because we have that trust deficit where people
Yeah.
don't trust us, we
Yeah.
need to prove that. And that's why, you know, it's personal to me. This is my why beyond my organization's why, because people frankly don't believe our organization's why.
It's almost like we need a why. We need different versions of the story. I'm thinking of the why elevator pitch,
Yeah,
the something that
that's
you
right.
could use as an MSL working with an HCP or care.
That's
But
right.
that's just sort of a peripheral thought. Okay.
Well, that's exactly what we do, Garth. Exactly. We help people create that three sentence version that makes them go, and you know, they'll say, oh gosh, the doctor finally looked at me. I didn't realize he had two eyes. You know, like it changes things.
Let me point out that this book is free. I should have said that at the beginning.
Yeah.
Jill, how do we get the book?
Yeah, sure. So you just go to my website. So it's accelerate.ca. So that's an accelerate, EXC.
Yep.
Accelerate.ca/free book.
Cool.
And people wanted a hard copy of it. So it's also on Amazon. We don't make any money from that, but Amazon does. But you can get a hard copy
Yes.
of it if you want.
Cool.
But you can get a nice download at that
All
page.
right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. We might have to find an excuse to get you on with someone from the book with a purpose story too.
Oh,
but for
yeah.
now, thanks for joining us. MAPS members, don't
Thanks
forget
for
to
having me.
subscribe. Yeah, at any time. And we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Medical Affairs Professional Society podcast series, Elevate.